We're going to look at some wisdom today from the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, beginning in verse 25. Do not be afraid of sudden terror, nor of trouble from the wicked when it comes. For the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being caught. There's something important in this passage that I want you to notice, and maybe even underline in your Bible. It really doesn't say if trouble comes. It says when trouble comes. Turn on the TV in the middle of the night and watch the lineup of preachers sometime, and you start getting the idea that Christians are supposed to have a trouble-free existence. That somehow, when you sign up with God, your problems all come to an end. But that's not what the Bible teaches at all. I remember praying over a matter and making an important decision one time, and I was really confident that I'd made the right move because I'd put out a fleece to see what God wanted me to do. And God's answer was unmistakable. I knew I was doing the right thing. And that's when the trouble started. Lots of trouble. If it could go wrong, it did. And if it couldn't go wrong, it still went wrong. That's when someone who was watching the whole thing unfold said, "Wow, I've never seen that many problems all at the same time." They were a little surprised because they knew I was a minister. And I guess some people think we live a problem-free existence because we work for God. But there's a little thing called the Great Controversy, a massive battle raging between the kingdom of heaven and the armies of darkness. There are forces at work in our world that love to make God's people feel miserable. And I suppose they're trying to achieve a number of things. First of all, they're trying to make the Christian life seem unappealing to those who might consider it. Secondly, they're trying to discourage believers from following through on their commitment to live for Christ. Thirdly, they're trying to get people to blame God for the problems in this world and turn away from Him in bitter disappointment. That's why the Bible doesn't say, if trouble falls across your path, it says when. God doesn't promise a problem-free existence, but He does promise to be your confidence. Let the problems rage. But whatever the fallen angels are trying to achieve in your life, if you hang on to God's hand, He's going to keep them from succeeding. As the wise man put it, God will keep your foot from being caught. And that's the kind of guarantee that makes enduring problems well worth the trouble and gives us a better way to live.